You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill. The Irish racing scene continues apace as we move from Galway and the Curragh to the delights of Roscommon and a jumper card this evening, beginning at 5:30 and ending at 8:40. Plenty of runners along the way, big fields as usual, 5-6-1 betting handicaps, predominantly the order of the day. So winner finding is not going to be easy there tonight. Good ground as well. It has been watered, maintained, so should be a decent surface for all participants here tonight at this lovely right-handed track.
Race 1.
On to the 5:30 then, and it's the opening to Mayor's Contest for the Beginners Chasers over at 2.5 miles. Only two to concentrate on here on all known form, and that will be Oscar Moscow and Camellia de Cotte. Camellia de Cotte has been chalked up favourite this morning off the back of several promising efforts last season over hurdles. Last time we saw her was back in December when she was a creditable fourth behind Return to Venda in a very competitive race at Punchestown. She was just the one pace that day on the heavy ground, and that's the only slight issue I have with her. We also handled this quicker terrain here this evening. Willie Mullins obviously thinks so, and she's obviously got a bit of confidence behind her. But I'll just prefer Oscar Moscow more predominantly because she's not that got much to find anyway in the official ratings compared to their hurdle marks. They're both 122, 123 respectively, but she's had several decent runs under her belt of late, including that very good fourth at Downroyal two starts ago behind Dixie Lee, Holding Pattern and Mrs. Lovett, which has been backed up by the second, winning on the flat and finishing in second at Galway subsequently. She's very much a good ground mare, and with the Gordon Elliott team now in great form, I'd go with Oscar Moscow in the hands of Davy Russell there to make a winning chasing debut there in the opener.
Race 2.
On to the 6 o'clock then, which is the first of the competitive handicaps here this evening over the extended 3 miles. Front runners usually do quite well here, so with that in mind, I'm going to go with Present News, who was a real revelation in the first time cheek pieces last time out down in Limerick, when looking most likely to win that contest through two-thirds of the journey. It was more like 9/10 of the journey, because he only faded in between the last two when one or two of the stronger stars just picked him off late on. But providing those tactics are going to be employed here again tonight, it could be quite difficult to catch this 7-year-old girl by presenting, and I much prefer him to Crack of Thunder, who was very disappointing in the day at Perth when sent off an even money favourite. He looked really, really slow, and even the advisor for the first time might not make that much difference to Gordon Elliott's charge. So Present News, decent opportunity there to get off the mark under rules in at the 6 o'clock.
Race number 3.
On to the 6:30 then. There's been a good bit of money this morning around for Yaya Fizz, who's a horse I quite like, but I really do think connections have missed a trick with this horse. He's now back with his previous trainer, Edward Delaney, but he's had 3 or 4 runs with Gordon Elliott, and every single time Gordon has run him right-handed, and he's desperately a left-handed horse. You look at his 3 wins, Nace, Nav and Nace. Albeit he's run well going right-handed, and I think he'll run well tonight. You know, he's a big, strong type. He could easily take well to fences, and he is a front runner, so as I've said, front runners often dominate around this track. But like I said, I'd rather be with him going left-handed than right-handed. So I'm going to go with Kresik here, who makes his chasing debut. He was a good winner 2 starts ago when making most of the running that day. The field he beat that day has gone on to prove that form is really strong. The second, Amchel, has won 3 times subsequently for the Elmarie Holden stable. And even the fourth horse, Storm Rising, carried top weight to victory of the day at the Galway Festival. So he's got good hurdles form. He's been jumping the brush hurdles as well, so hopefully the chase fences here tonight, which are not that stiff for Roscommon, will only be an extra couple of inches higher for him to get over. And at 3-1, don't think that's a bad price for this 5-year-old who's obviously got a little bit of scope.
Race 4.
onto the 705, and it's the first of the juvenile hurdles on either side of the Irish Sea. And Elysian Plains have got obviously very persuasive claims here, and is the only one you could go for with a good degree of confidence. Quite a lot of these are really poor performers on the level, only rated in the 40s and 50s, and this fella is rated 86. He's probably not as high as that, or deserves to be as high as that, but at least he is a winner of his last race in a claimer at Fairy House, when he won quite comfortably from Danny's Boy, who went on to run really well at the Galway Festival last week. Prior to that, he'd finished a good third in a good race down in Down Rowland. That runner-up spot behind Missouri also reads well in the context of this race. Now, of course, it all depends whether we can jump. It doesn't matter what their platform is, really, but he's trained by Gordon Elliott with David Russell on board, so what more do you need with regards to first-time out juvenile horse? So, Elysian Plays, very confident choice there in the 705.
Race 5.
On to the 7:35, and it looks to be another good opportunity for a Gordon Elliott trained individual here this evening in the shape of Dinians, who was a massively unlucky loser last time out when seen at Belliestown on the 7th of July. He jumped, he travelled, he looked like he was in the prime spot to finally get off the mark under rules, and he was about 7 or 8 lengths clear when he fell at the last, really agonisingly. That form has worked out really well. The second go, another one, come over to the East Shores and absolutely bolted up the other day. So he's obviously got a great chance, providing his confidence isn't too dented. Prior to that, he finished a good third in a good bumper down in Wexford, and Dorrell's Persia, the winner, won at the Galway Festival in pretty tidy fashion. So he certainly deserves to win this, an all-known form. And like I say, the only thing that will stop him really is if he remembers that fall last time out, but hopefully that won't be the case.
Race number 6.
On to the 8:10 then. I'm sticking with recent course and distance form in the shape of Florimar, who clocked a very big speed figure when winning here on the 12th of June, and backing up that victory this time last year for the one he achieved at Downpatrick. It was a real mother and father of a gallop as well that night. I know, because I backed the third about you, and he was sent off favourite, and she was absolutely flat to the boards all the way through that race, and did really well in the cold light of day to end up finishing third. The second, Liz's Champ, has gone on to subsequently boost the form with a victory at the Galway Festival last week. So everything about that race at Roscommon just over a month ago, it looks really believable. Barry Geraghty's been booked tonight as well, so obviously a positive intent by Conor O'Dwyer. And around about 6-1 top price this morning with 4 places on offer. I'll stick with that Florimar recent course and distance form to a bit upheld there in the 8:10.
And the final race.
On to the final contest then, which is a competitive looking bumper, around about 7-2 the field at time recording. I'm going to stick with the one who's had a couple of runs, and one of them over the course and distance in the shape of Chasing Abbey. That course and distance second came in the shape of a decent run back on the 12th of June when he finished second to Jaron Mee, who was obviously a very strong fancy on that occasion. Was unlucky to bump into a horse called Meticulous, trained by Joseph O'Brien last time out at Killarney, and I wouldn't really put that down as a step in the backward direction, because he finished well clear of the rest, and they heavily watered the track as well on that occasion, so he was obviously being asked to go through quite sticky conditions on that occasion. He goes back to Roscommon on decent ground, decent pilot on as well. So everything looks set fair for Chasing Abbey here to run a big race. And amazingly, he's available back at 6-1 top price this morning, which looks a decent each way bet for a horse who's already finished placed on his first two starts in the bumper sphere. Okay, thanks very much for listening to this edition then of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join me again tomorrow when we can take a look at the 7-race programme at Sligo, which is a flat card beginning at 5:30. So until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.